Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about our new friend, Gene Siciliano, being on the show with us. Gene is a certified public accountant, and he is a financial managing consultant. He's a speaker. He consults with small businesses all over the country. He's got a new book out that's beautiful. It's called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. It's not only a beautiful book, folks, I call it beautiful because it's what you need. It's the kind of information that you need, and the reason I believe that is because it's also what I need. It's what I will be using myself. It's a lot of good information in here that will help all of us. Gene Siciliano, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. Gene, this book is so important because small business owners, I don't know how many, but I'm going to say most small people who start a small business, who go into small business, probably know the thing that they want to do. They know the shoes business. They know the tire business. They know the construction business. They know the whatever business that they're going into. But what they may not know, and what they might not even realize they need to know, is that there's a whole other parallel universe with that world of what they do, and that is the world of operating that business. And I know you run into this all the time, don't you?
Absolutely true, Jim. People come in, they start small businesses either because they know how to sell their particular product or they know how to make it. They're good at the technical side or they're good at the marketing side. But understanding how to run the business, and particularly the financial side of that business, is something that, as you said, they often don't know what they don't know.
They're what we call don't-know squares.
Yeah.
They don't know squared. They don't know that they don't know. And that's the scary part. That's the frightening part, because you and I both have seen companies that should have made it that didn't because of that.
I have worked with many of those, and it's been very frustrating when trying to do a turnaround with a company where there is a fundamental lack of knowledge, something they should have picked up a long time ago, should have had an understanding of whether their business was financially viable or not, but never got it until it was too late.
And I think that okay, now we've got their attention. They're not don't know squared anymore. They just don't know. They know now. They know that they don't know, okay, because they've been listening to you and me, and so now they say, okay, I understand that I don't know something. I understand that I don't know as much about the financial, the operating part of my business as I need to know. I know that it's there, but I don't understand it. But it's so intimidating. I mean, my goodness, Gene, you're a CPA, and there's probably some stuff that you don't know. So how can I possibly understand this? Well, the truth is, it doesn't have to be that difficult, does it?
No, it doesn't. And the reality is you don't have to be an expert at it either. It's like any other field of learning. There are fundamentals, and there are mid-range levels of learning, and then there are the learning for the professionals in that business. You don't have to be a professional in the business. You just have to understand the fundamentals, be able to apply them. Because in most small businesses, the fundamentals are good enough. And when people don't have those, they get in trouble.
I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to tell me whether you think I'm correct or not. And it's okay to, in this particular case, it's okay to disagree with the host, Gene. I'm going to say that you can be a good financial manager of your business and not understand accounting.
Absolutely correct. I would not disagree with you.
Now, that doesn't mean...
You need to understand enough to be able to read financial statements, but that's not about understanding accounting.
That's exactly right. And I think that's a myth. That's an intimidation factor we need to get out on the table right now, Gene, don't you?
Good. I agree with you. And so many books, unfortunately, that are written on this subject don't do that. They attempt to explain accounting to people, and so they get through about page 5, and by the way, their guys are glancing over, And it's time to put it down and go get a drink or something like that.
You know, Gene, the only thing that kept me from getting a major in business management in college was accounting 202 and 301. I took accounting 201, and but then there were two other courses, 202 and 301, that I had to take just to have that degree, that particular degree. Well, I already had other degrees. I didn't need to have another major. So I just didn't take those because I didn't want to be an accountant. But I do know how to run a financial business, a business financially. But here's the interesting thing, folks. The more you understand about running your business financially, the more you will learn about accounting. It'll seep in there. It'll get in through osmosis. We're going to come right back and talk to our new friend, Gene Siciliano, the author of the brand new book, Finance for Non-Financial Managers. Stay with us. 22.
I'll soon be with you, my love.
We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, our old friend John Stanton is going to be with us. We're going to talk about customer service. Bill Dunkelberg will join us after that. We're going to talk about how the economy is doing based on the poll that he takes of several hundred small business owners around the country. Joanna Brandy will talk to us about how to make sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And Bill Huss is a former judge in Los Angeles County. And I've asked him to join us. He's been with us before, but I've asked him to join us this week to talk to us about some of these predatory practices that law firms have been employing in the last few years, and what are we going to do about that? And we might even have a little bit of a disagreement about what to do about that, but that'll make it fun when Bill Huss joins us. Gene Siciliano is our guest. He's the author of Finance for Non-Financial Managers, which is out now. It's one of the part of the Briefcase book series by McGraw-Hill. And Gene, congratulations on your book.
Thanks very much, Jim.
I know you're proud of your new baby here.
Well, it was a long time in the birthing, so
How long did it take you to write the book?
It took about 6 months of pretty intensive effort.
Yeah, pretty dedicated time, didn't it?
Well, with a full client load, it was the kind of writing experience where I got back to the office at 6 p.m. after the client work was done, and for the next 3 or 4 hours I wrote.
You didn't sleep much for 6 months, did you?
Not as much as I like.
Okay, we've established that, and by the way, your website is CFO for Rent.
It is CFOForRent.com, all spelled out.
What a great title. What a great intuitive title.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Gene, we've established that people can manage their businesses without being accountants, without understanding accounting, and especially in the beginning. So that hopefully that takes a little bit of the pressure off of them. What would be the next thing you'd like to make sure they understand?
Well, I think they need to understand something they've heard many times before but never quite got, just like accounting. And it's the importance of business planning, laying out the plan for their business, the goals they want to try to accomplish, and the steps it'll take to get there. People look at goals and setting goals for business and planning a business, and they conjure all kinds of concerns about it's a huge amount of time, and when we're done, the plan will be obsolete, and it'll take a lot of work to do anything with it, and planning never works anyway, and so let's not even start it. And all of that is not true. In fact, the book outlines...
That's failure talk.
That is failure talk, and it's another version of intimidation, but it has nothing to do with finance. It has to do with simply laying out your goals and the steps to get there, the kind of fundamental things that any of us do to succeed, and a business should be run that way from day one.
And you know, Gene, I'm glad you said that, because if you said to yourself, well, how in the world do I get started? Where do I start? Okay, Blasting Game, I hear you. I don't have to be an accountant, but I do want to be better at running my business financially. And so I'm ready to go, but how do I start? How do I make this happen? How do I ramp up on this learning curve? Well, do what Gene just said. In my opinion, Gene, one of the best ways to understand the finances of a business is to go through the business planning process.
Absolutely agree with you. And businesses that started up in this dot-com era, even though they failed down the road, they started up with the good ones, started with the idea of laying out a plan. What do I want to accomplish? What's the grand vision? And then what are the steps to get there? The problem that they had, so many of them, was that they didn't understand finance well enough to be able to evaluate the financial viability of their own business.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got back to finance as a problem.
Well, I'm sorry, Gene, but also they declared the laws of economics dead, too, in the 90s, if you remember. I mean, they held a funeral, folks, and said, you know, this is old stuff. This doesn't work anymore.
I do remember that.
No, nobody has to actually sell anything to make a living.
And we all sat back in awe and said, how can that be?
Well, and yeah, exactly. Small business owners sit around saying, huh? and it hurt for a little while because they were making so much money. But now, and not to say that we're happy that they failed, but the last laugh, if you can say it that way, is on us, is with us, I should say. We're having it because we're still around. But anyway, I'm glad you mentioned the business planning process, because a lot of people think the business plan is all words, but the truth is, it starts with numbers, in my opinion.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll just disagree with you for a moment. I think it really does start with the words. It starts with what you want to accomplish and what the steps are to get there. And then you got to put numbers to it. You got to say, all right, if I do that, what's it going to cost me? What's it going to bring in? What's the financial viability of that? It becomes the test of the reasonableness of what you said you want to accomplish. And if the numbers don't look right, now you go back and you adjust your expectations around the things you want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back and test the numbers again. And when those two mesh and form a bond with one another, you have a plan.
And you know, Gene, do you work with people to help them with their financial plan?
I do.
I mean, and also with their business plan, right?
Yes.
Okay, you help people. If someone wanted to contact you, by the way, while we're on that subject, how would they do that?
How would they start the plan?
How would they contact you? No, if they wanted you to help them.
They can contact me through my website. They can contact me through my office, which is in Los Angeles, 310-645-1091. My email is Gene, G-E-N-E, at CFOForRent.com. Any of those ways.
All right. Now, I think I see a toll-free number here, too, Gene.
You do.
You want
you
us
do.
To give, can I give that toll-free number out?
Absolutely. Give them the toll-free number.
888-788-6534. Is there a way to ask a question on your website? Is there anything there that if somebody wanted to sort of find out if they wanted to work with you or not, how would they do that?
At this point, there is no question and answer opportunity on the website.
But they could do that just by an email, couldn't they?
They can get on the website and send me an email and ask me the question. Any email that comes to me with a question, I will answer personally.
Okay. And you do also do a lot of public speaking in around the country too, don't you?
I do a lot of speaking for convention audiences, mostly small business owners who come to their national trade shows to learn, in addition to seeing what's new in their business, to learn about business management.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do you a favor, a big favor, maybe the biggest one this week. Find this book, Finance for Non-Financial Managers, by Gene Siciliano. When we come back, I'm going to spell his name for you. Find this book. It will help you be successful. Tim Till, stay with us. Getting busy with it. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Gene Siciliano is our guest. Let me spell his last name for you, folks. It's almost as bad as Blassingame. S-I-C-I-L-I-A-N-O. All I's until you get to the A-N-O. S-I-C-I-L-I-A-N-O. Gene Siciliano. If you're typing that into the search engines, if you want to Google Gene, or if you want to find him in any of the online bookstores, or if you want to ask for him at your local bookstore, his book is part of the Briefcase Books series by McGraw-Hill, Finance for Non-Financial Managers. And, folks, I really encourage you to check this out. You know, I only let people on the show who have books that I think are products or services or whatever they have to offer, I only let them on if I've already determined that they're worthy of your time and money, because we get a lot of stuff in here I don't let you see. At least I make that decision. But this is not just a book that I recommend to you. You need this book. I promise you, you need this book, because it's got the kind of stuff in it in plain English that will help you to be successful. Gene, it breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart to see a company struggle with a good product, a good plan, a good model, but because they don't understand the rocks in the box, they don't understand, you know, the difference between cash flow and accounting. They don't understand, you know, how to, you know, what the difference between days accounts receivable and days accounts payable are. that they don't make it. It just breaks my heart to see that.
It really is a shame, Jim, and I see it so many times myself as well. And I wish if people couldn't get past the intimidation of learning it for themselves, they would at least take the first step and go find an advisor, someone to help them take the steps with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes that makes it easier.
And why is it that small business owners have this attitude that they don't want anybody to know that they're, you know, that they don't know? And I'm going to answer my own question, but I'd like your thoughts on it too. I believe it's because small business owners think that everybody thinks that they're already supposed to know this. Don't you think so?
I do think that's a part of it. I absolutely. It's nobody wants to be revealed
nobody wants to
as
ask
being
the dumb
a guy
question.
Who doesn't really know the answer.
Yeah.
And yet I think there's another part to that, too. The small business owner, more than the CEO of a large company, thinks of this as money out of his pocket and into yours. And they have difficulty trusting outside advisors who are not intimately aware of their business. And they'll often bring in someone who is a friend but doesn't have the expertise they need at all because they have the trust issue.
That's fair, your thinking.
It is indeed.
That's fair, your thinking, folks. And, you know, Gene, the... by the way, folks, I want to announce something right now. Gene Siciliano has agreed to join me on a fairly regular basis, probably about once a month, and we're going to go through the steps of running your business financially. And Gene, I want to thank you for that commitment.
My pleasure.
I'm really looking forward to this, folks. So pay attention to that. Notice you can pay attention on the website. You can listen in, and you'll hear me announcing when Gene's going to come on the show in the future. And also, we also always post it on our newsletter, which you can subscribe to at jbsba.com. We always post who's coming up in the week ahead on the newsletter. But, Gene, there's one area that I want to get into a little bit, and we'll cover it a little bit later on, that I think is such an easy little mathematical calculation, and we've only got about a minute and a half. But if they could understand this, if nothing else, they could. I think a lot of companies would be saved, and that's what I said a minute ago. The difference between their accounts receivable days and their accounts payable days. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting calculation, Jim, and it's really trying to balance off their cash flow needs. You know, there are a number of ways of looking at the thing called working capital, which is essentially the difference between current assets and current liabilities, and it's something that bankers talk about, and most small business owners don't really grasp. But what you're trying to do is to take that concept of having enough cash to pay off your liabilities and boiling down to those two numbers so that you can look at the relationship between those. Is your accounts receivable being collected in time to pay off your accounts payable?
And all you got to do is it's a simple division equation, folks. It's as simple as it can be. All you got to have is a couple of numbers. And what we're going to talk about when Gene comes back the next time is how to get those numbers that you need to make that simple equation. And when you can do that, you'll be one step ahead and one step forward towards success. Gene Siciliano, thank you for being here.
You are welcome, Jim. It was my delight.
I enjoyed having you here. The book is called Finance for Non-Financial Managers. And as I said, I certainly recommend it to you. Gene, we'll be back another day, I promise, in about a month or so.
I look forward to it, Jim.
Thanks,
Have a
Gene.
Great day.
See you later, buddy. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.